Have you been wanting to lose weight and get healthy? Now's the perfect time to start Nutrisystem. Enjoy your favorite foods made healthier, delivered free to your door. Right now, you can get Uniquely Yours Ultimate, our most complete foolproof plan at an amazing price. Order today and save 50%, plus get an extra $40 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/save and discover what millions of people already know. Nutrisystem works. Limitations apply. See website for full offer details.
Welcome to episode 2 of the Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. I have a question for you today. Have you ever told your story? We're going to talk about the power of your story and how telling it can bring healing to your life. This is Alexia Georgiou. You find me at theresilientpathway.com. Email me, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's Alexia at theresilientpathway.com. Today, I was at a conference in Nashville with the American Association of Christian Counselors, and I had the privilege of hearing Dr. Caroline Leaf share. So what she's teaching us, she's a neuroscientist, over 30 years of research. The mind can change the brain. So I want you to think about that during this podcast, how our mind affects our biology. We can control our thoughts. There's resilience to our mind. We do not have to tolerate the thoughts and react to them. And I really believe that's how we have been conditioned. Just like we think very negative, and we like to hear the news, and the news is focused on events that are very stressful to hear about. So it's the same with our thinking. We're just reacting to those thoughts. The truth is, we have control. And just like a lot of us would like to see a balance of give us something positive as well as the reality of what's happening in the world, it's the same with our thoughts. We want to acknowledge our where our sadness comes from, where our happiness comes from, why we're afraid. We have anxiety for a reason. So fear does serve a purpose when it's rational. So if I'm walking outside and there's a snake and I'm afraid, that just shows me to be cautious in the moment, because what would happen if the snake bit me if it's a poisonous snake? So that's very natural and it protects us. But in the middle of the night, when I hear a sound, if my heart starts racing and I start sweating and I'm beginning to panic and it was just a sound, maybe it was an animal outside, that can become a little irrational. And so I can control that in the moment. There are skills that I can build. And you may be thinking, well, why do I need skills? I'm a grown adult. I should know this. We all need to take control of our mind, because our mind can change the brain. And the brain is very important to the functioning of our body. Dr. Caroline Leaf shared that we are dying 15 to 25 years younger in this generation due to preventable lifestyle disease. So what that means is the choices that we make in response to stress. We all think, we feel, and we choose. And we need to do something about the chaotic and toxic thinking that will go through our mind. Definitely, we can choose what we're thinking about. So just think about it. Think, feel, choose is what she teaches, and it just makes a lot of sense to me. One of my favorite books is Dr. Leaf's one of the most recent books, Think, Learn, Succeed. She talks about 15 mindsets. We will be putting on those 15 mindsets. And there's science behind those. And that's where the skills building comes in. So that's what you have to look forward to with our podcasting. I told you in the beginning that we're focusing on one skill each episode that we can all practice together. And it's like building muscle. We are very repetitive. So this is building skills to control our mind. Definitely, when we acknowledge the thoughts, we're going to feel. And feeling begins the healing. We are the person in our story. We all have a history of circumstance, and we all live in community. And so a lot of the research across the board has shown that isolation kills, loneliness kills, as much as a physical disease like cancer or cardiovascular disease. So we are in a society, we are in community, and finding that connection is key to our mental health, resilience, and happiness. So each human being, we have a story, a history, we're going through things. Some things may be traumatic in nature, and it's okay just to acknowledge that affected me, and to talk about it, and to talk about it with people who we can trust. That brings healing. So something that Dr. Leaf brought up, we have between 8,000 and 180,000 thoughts daily. The average is about 30,000 thoughts a day, and we are created to be able to control those thoughts. So every 10 seconds, we have to actively engage our thinking to say, I will agree with that thought and keep it, or I'm going to redirect that thought. And thoughts bring about emotions, and so we are constantly regulating those emotions. And just being aware of our process with that is key. A lot of times we're trying to avoid. We're trying to avoid our emotions because it's too painful. And that affects our biology. That affects our body. And just trying to stuff something down is not good for us. So feel it. And once we feel it and we express it in community, then we can say, okay, I'm going to give that a place in my history and I'm not going to allow it to control me today. Having someone to listen to us is very healing. So, you know, and we may want to start to offer that to a friend and a loved one and to be the person who's listening and allowing them to be vulnerable and respecting their story. And just the act of listening, one human being to another. There are studies that show that we do life together and the community heals. So we are our own agent to recover, and we have a lot of control that we don't realize, because think of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, how we go from survival mode to thrive mode, and how do we do that? Well, if we're in survival mode, a lot of times we're going to be reacting to our circumstances, reacting to our thoughts, reacting to what's happening in the world, and we want to take charge of that. Then the next level talks about our connection and community, and then the next level is self-actualizing. And so we're going back to our basic needs that we want to control our thoughts. And once we can do that, then we can begin to tell our story and heal and actualize fulfilling our dreams. Now, the Harvard study showed that just the act of pursuing our dream, participants in the 80-year Harvard study reported great levels of happiness. So the 80-year Harvard study, basically, about 80 years ago, researchers took some men. And the reason it was men only is because men only went to Harvard at that time. So they had men who went to Harvard and then a group from Boston, and they were from a lower socioeconomic level. So they didn't have as much money and they were living in the area. So they studied both groups and found a lot of commonalities. So they didn't just do surveys. They spoke with their families. They did blood tests. So there's a lot of research that's gone into this. And they came out with some amazing results. A lot of us can think, yes, that's common sense. And yet we continue in the trajectory doing the opposite because of being in survival mode, because of the stress that we're experiencing. And there's no condemnation for any of us in that. It's just reminding ourselves and supporting each other that we have control and that we can make the change for ourselves. And we're not a victim of what's happening in our bodies. Our bodies are responding to our thoughts. And as we change our thoughts, we're going to change the brain, and then the brain will positively affect the body. So anytime we have disease, we need to think, where is that coming from? What is the root cause? And yes, it goes to our thinking. It goes to our spiritual state. That is the root of who we are. We are spiritual beings. And getting in touch with that is very important. So back to this Harvard study, what they showed was that connection is the key to happiness, having relationships. There's even a statistic that at age 50, a higher predictor of happiness at age 80, more than cholesterol levels, was being in community, feeling cared for, knowing that we have a loved one that we can depend on. That's a higher predictor of our health and happiness at age 80. Even our brain health, cardiovascular health, more than cholesterol levels. So, you know, I'm almost 50. I shared that in the first podcast. And so I'm thinking, what's the rest of my life going to look like? How can I make meaningful impact and change in this world? How can I make a difference? Because time just seems a little more limited for me now. And having meaning and purpose is really important. That's something that Dr. Seligman talks about in his model of well-being, that when we practice it, it's proven to increase well-being. And so you'll hear me talking about PERMA. That's positive emotion, engagement, relationships with meaning and accomplishments. And so what Dr. Seligman teaches that I just really appreciate is that we're going to balance out, you know, feel the emotion and regulate it and just choose optimism, choose healthy, positive emotions, just like we need to choose healthy foods and have a healthy, balanced diet. And yes, we can have certain sweets, and if we want to have some junk food, it's just our diet shouldn't be primarily those things. I think all of us could agree it's not good to have donuts every day for every meal, but there's nothing wrong with a donut. The same with our emotions. We're gonna have a wide array of emotions, feel them, experience them, and then regulate them so the balance is healthy with positivity, optimism, happiness. Then we're going to engage in something. So we're not just isolating. We're not on our own. We're engaged in society. We're going to have relationships. We're going to have boundaries in our relationships and choose to be around people who support us that we can be vulnerable with. And we're going to talk about some tips with that, how to develop those relationships. And Dr. Seligman, in his model of well-being, he talks about meaning, believing in something greater than ourselves. Now, this is not a faith-based model. He actually went around the world and studied different people, different religions, and he found that we have similar virtues. And he calls the virtues the vehicle. And so being grounded in those virtues, like one is humility, another one is gratitude, and valuing those virtues, applying them in our daily lives, helps us think that there's greater meaning than just ourselves. So that's what he's talking about there. And then through those virtues, having meaning, we accomplish in our lives. So within that model, let's go back to telling our story. How can we tell our story and bring balance into it? Well, I was recently watching an episode of This Is Us. It may have been the season premiere that we just had. It's October 2019. So it was a few weeks ago. And the siblings were remembering the same day, and they had completely different memories of different events. And so one of the siblings said, "No, that's not the way it happened. This is what I remember." So that really stuck with me, that if we're remembering something that happened, acknowledge it, talk about it, and then also always bring back, well, what went well? And there's that need for community to say, how do you remember that? You were there as well. And so definitely when we're sharing, we want to validate each other's memories. There's a reason we have that memory stuck there. And so we can use that and collaboratively build the story together. Our brain responds to our mind. So telling our story, we need to acknowledge any emotional distress that we've had, any emptiness that we feel spiritually, any dilemmas that we're facing, any crises. And this is what we go through as human beings. I say if you haven't gone through one of these things, or if you haven't made a bad choice, keep living, because that's just what we do. As human beings, we make mistakes, we make bad decisions, and things stress us out. When we're stressed, that definitely affects our bodies. So what we're practicing together is self-care. How can we regulate those emotions by controlling those thoughts so our bodies can be taken care of? Our bodies are very important. We need to take care of them. And what we put into them and how we exercise and getting enough water, we know that's important. Also, what we allow in our mind is affecting our bodies. We are a connected being. There's a Durkheim study, and Dr. Leaf referred to that. The number one reason for suicide is shame. Now, we talked about that in the first podcast, the difference between shame and guilt. People don't feel like they fit in. So again, that goes back to community. We need to embrace one another and make it our mission to embrace one another. So we relate to a society that's accepting of differences. So no one will say, "I'm ashamed of who I am, I don't fit in," and want to die. All of us are responsible to do that. So let's start making positive choices in our lives to make a positive effect. Then we're going to feel better. Our brain's going to release chemicals because we just helped someone else. And there's going to be a positive cycle that's happening.
Pretzels.
Look.
What? Chips?
Look. Who's the new guy?
Fanta.
I think he's looking at me.
Pretzels, you got it twisted. He's looking at me.
Stop being salty, Chips. We both got a chance.
Shh, he's coming over.
Ladies.
Hi.
And hello to you.
Back at you, handsome.
Fanta picked beef jerky?
Girl, we're gonna be here a while.
We all need sympathy. We all need to feel heard. We all need to communicate and be involved. And the studies show people who go to church, to synagogue, who gather, have that sense of community. They are more optimistic and they live longer. So that's going to be our challenge for this week, is how can we focus on community, because you really can't tell your story without community, without someone else around. And so who is a person that you can connect with? You may want to go through your book, your address book, and reach out to someone and say, let's get together and have some coffee and just share a little tidbit and see how they respond to you. And then you'll know, is this a person that I'd like to further speak with or no? Because some people just aren't very comfortable with vulnerability, and that's okay. So we want someone who can empathetically just listen to just a little bit, and then they can share just a little bit. So it's a mutual conversation. And then we can slowly open up about our story and have that natural healing happen. So that's all of our homework, is to focus on community and how we can build that so we can tell that story. We can begin to control our thought life, and just that we're thinking that way is good. So keep thinking every day what we can do about those thoughts, because we're going to start talking about some mindsets to begin applying. I'm excited that we're walking this pathway together. It is a resilient pathway. It isn't easy. We're in this together. And this is a community podcast. So I am so grateful that you're on the journey with me. This is Alexia Georgiou. You find me at theresilientpathway.com. Email me, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's alexia@theresilientpathway.com.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country, with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade.
When people ask, Regina, do you like to compete? I say, bring it on. Those are the moments that drive you to achieve more. And when you win, you keep reaching higher. To me, that's what the Cadillac Escalade represents. It's always evolving in technology, in design, everything. Because success isn't the end. It's just the first step to what comes next.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.